In three, in two, in one, welcome to episode two of season two of the Yogi Show. How's it going, Pedro?
It's going great, man. Good morning to you out there, Yogi Brian. Good morning to everyone, or afternoon or evening, wherever you are in the world listening to this episode of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, man. Brian, I'm excited to be here once again back in the saddle, recording a show with you, man. It's always great to be here.
Boom, boom, boom. Someone said that they direct messaged me and said, every time you say boom, I'm going to drink or something like that, because I was saying boom so much on the last episode. So that's a drinking game for y'all. If you want to play that, every time I say boom, take a shot, take a drink, or iced tea if you're sober.
Yeah, you're right. It could be, it doesn't have to mean it's an alcoholic drink. However, you could certainly do that. And anytime I say the word like, you have to drink too. If I say you know or like, you have to drink too. Because I say that like 100 times in the last episode. So I'm working on not saying that in this episode. And just using less filler words and more laughter. Because why not?
Yeah. That's like when you record yourself, you really see the little things you do.
Yeah,
out of like nervous energy. You know, anytime I record, or when I used to record at first my yoga classes, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why am I saying that shit over and over again? Why am I doing that little thing or twitching my leg?
Yeah, all the weird things. And I do it too. I do it too, you know, but that's part of why we wanted to record this episode today, right? We're talking about consistency, and it starts with, you know, we just showed up last week and we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about, thank you for all the feedback from our last episode. I'm going to talk about that here in a second, but today's topic is going to be the power of consistency, why it's important, and how you can implement it if you're struggling to be consistent in things in your life, your yoga practice, your meditation practice, self-care, whatever it might be, you know, committing to, you know, one crappy page of something, two shitty pages of whatever, if you're starting a new project, and how daunting the tasks can be. We'll talk a little bit about that, all that stuff today. So we're excited to record this episode. But as Brian was saying, you know, we just started when we did the last episode, like, let's just start again, you know, just starting. And that's that goes a long way with, you know, creating routine and habits. It's just starting and getting out of your own way. So we're going to talk about all that stuff today. You know what I mean, Brian?
Yeah, just starting, getting out of your own way. And when you start, it doesn't have to be perfect. Don't have to have all the best equipment. And you don't have to be perfect in your language or what you look like. Or, I mean, that's been a challenge for me when I start something. Like, I need everything.
Yep.
Everything to be perfect on day one. And it's like, it's not going to be perfect.
No, it's not, you know, and that's okay. It might not ever be perfect, you know, perfect. It doesn't matter, you know, but we just try to be consistent and show up in all the things that we're doing. So before we jump into the whole topic of that, we just wanted to have a clearing and just a thank you, right? A real big thank you to everybody who sent us nice messages, responding to our email, chatting in our community Facebook group. And if you don't know about the community Facebook group, you're welcome to join us over on Facebook. There'll be a link in the show notes that Brian will put in there for you to join us and you know, take the conversation from the podcast off into a little platform, and it's fun. So, but you know, being consistent and being with the community is so important, and so we're really, really grateful for every single person that reached out. And a lot of you asked about if we're doing, like we did a lot of collaborations in the past with, live classes, with, a couple series of videos, meditation recordings, all sorts of stuff. And so we've committed, we put it on the calendar, a once a month live class that you can join Brian and I, where we'll teach a yoga and meditation experience together, on Zoom. So you can stream it virtually from around the world, wherever you are. And the first one we're going to do is October 30th, the last Saturday of this month at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if that's in your vibration, if you're vibing on that, I know Brian's vibing on that. I know I'm vibing.
I'm vibing.
That.
Yeah, good vibes only here. Good vibes only here.
Yeah, and you can wear your pajamas. You can wear whatever you want to the class. Like, there's no judgment. We did the world's largest virtual yoga pajama party, Brian. So you can do whatever you want.
We did.
You know. Just, you can come to the class and it's going to be amazing. So if you want to join, the link will be below if you want to join that class, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm super excited to do that, Brian. And so thank you to all the listeners though, because you're the one who inspired the class. We didn't even have that idea until everyone else was asking.
Yeah, I'm excited for that class, and you don't even have to wear clothes. You can be fully naked, but just keep like, that camera
off. Keep your camera off, please. You're funny, man. And
You can send me private DMs. I mean, I got that so much after the first episode of season two, you know, talking about now that I'm single now, went through a divorce. Wow. The DMs were flooded. So I appreciate you all out there. Thank you for those. Thank you for those.
Brian, you remember your comedy skit?
Keep them coming.
You remember your comedy skit about it goes down in the DM? Brian's a comedian. I mean, Brian's obviously a comedian, but his comedy skit about it goes down in the DM was classic. If you don't
know, it goes down in the DMs, and no one warned me about being a male yoga teacher that I get a lot of DMs from dudes. Like a lot of aggressive DMs from dudes. So yeah, wasn't expecting that. I'm straight. So just everyone out there, I'm straight. I don't need any of the dick pics from dudes. Please stop sending the dick pics. But I'm flattered. I'm flattered.
Comedy Hour with Brian.
Yeah, it's one of my stand-up jokes. It's like I got 88% women followers, but it's like no one warned me about the 12% dick pics I'd be getting. So that's my life.
You're funny, man. Yeah, I love coming on this show. You know, I love being able to be ourselves, to be light, you know, to have a little bit of fun and to connect. And it's always a good time. And connecting with the community is a good time and offering value, right? We're offering, you know, that's the point of the premise of the show season two, right? Is to elevate and educate. And, you know, we're talking about the power of consistency and how you're showing up. And it starts with winning your, like yourself, like being authentic with yourself, man. Like if you're not coming from a place of authenticity, get it. None of the rest is going to work.
Yeah.
It's not happen. You know, it's not going to happen. Brian, what's the one thing you would say right now that you're most committed to and within yourself to be able to show up every day in your life?
The thing I'm most committed to myself is meditation. Meditations, making, recording meditations, learning more about how to be a better meditation guide. Training my voice. I do voice exercises daily, which really helps my voice. I do. Yeah. I learned that, you know, about a year ago when I first started really getting serious recording meditations and putting them out there, I was like, maybe I should look into my voice. Like I've already been told that I have a soothing voice when I used to teach in-person yoga classes. I'm like, well, how can I make this better? So I went on YouTube and I found some voice exercises, and really one that if you want a deeper, more soothing voice for the dudes out there, I mean, ladies, if you want a deeper soothing voice, cool, you can do this. You basically, you know, take a seat and you hum, you try and get the deepest hum. Like you place your hand on your chest and you allow your hand to go deeper kind of down to your abdomen, and you try and get your hum as deep as possible, like the vibrations, so you feel it as deep as possible. And then you do that for like 10 minutes. And I was doing that. Wow. I still do like 10 minutes a day right before I record meditations, and it makes my voice so soothing and so relaxing. And then I found in a book that I'm reading, I found some chanting that yogis do to make your voice so good. And I do that, and like after I do these chants, my voice sounds just so pure, crisp, like it doesn't crackle at all. Anyways, I went on a tangent.
Oh, that's okay.
tangent. I don't know.
Tangerine.
You know, tangerine. Yeah, I went on a tangerine. I love tangerines, by the way. This show is sponsored by tangerines. But yeah, just being consistent with that. Being consistent with learning. Like how to be a better meditation guide, taking the feedback, and then just doing consistently recording, listening to myself, getting the feedback from students, and like constantly improving. I love Seth Godin. He's a business guru, wrote a lot of books. And one thing that he said that really inspired me is do one thing over and over for like 100 days, you know, because he has one of the most successful blogs, and he's done it for like 2000 plus days. And he says, do it consistently. Just pick one thing, do it over and over again for 100 days. And that's what I did with meditation. like making meditations, recording meditations. I didn't do it for 100 days, but it was like 30 days.
That's and a lot though.
Yeah. He said you get, when you do something consistently for 100 days, 30 days, and you commit to it, one thing, you get all your shitty work out of the way. You get all your shitty like blog posts or your YouTube videos, whatever you're trying to do. I wanted to do meditations and I got all my shitty meditations out of the way. Like I really did. Like I go back and listen to those meditations. The sound was crackling in the back. I didn't know how to edit and mix my voice well. My voice wasn't as strong. So I got all my shitty meditations out of the way.
Yep.
And even still to this day, being consistent with meditations, like I'm just perfecting and building my craft in one way. Another guy I really like is Sam Ovens.
I never heard of Sam Ovens.
Yeah, he owns consulting, consulting.com or consulting.org. But like with Sam Ovens, he also says pick something, just one thing, and just do it over and over again because you can become an expert or you can just get better and better. Because one thing I struggle with is I do so many things. Yeah. And I still do. I do so many things. I'm a fast starter and I have like 30 different projects and I'm fucking doing all these projects average because I have, you know, your mind has a certain level of, you know, energy that you can focus on per day. You know, it's not infinite, a certain amount of energy that you can focus on per day. So it's like, what are you focusing on? And, and with me doing a fuck ton of things and I still do, I'm still trying to like bring it back, dial it down. Yeah, I'm just doing everything average and I'm not really excelling in one thing. And when I really started Relax with Yogi Brian meditations, I cut off Instagram, social media for a couple of weeks. I didn't really do anything else. I had no other projects. Like we had stopped the Yogi Show at the time, no other projects. And I was just focused on that. And when I do that, I excel so much faster and I improve so much faster doing one fucking thing. And I'm glad we're talking about it because now that I'm talking about it out loud, I'm like, I need to get back to that because I'm doing fucking so many things right now. Yep. And I'm not really excelling at one certain thing. And even like people have told me like, Brian, you need to do five fucking, at least you, maybe you can't do one thing. Just stick to five fucking things. Like, cause I'm doing stand-up comedy. I write memes. I make TikToks. You know, I manage social media pages. I don't have any help with that. Like I work a day job. I make meditations. I have two different meditation podcasts, one interview podcast, and then this podcast. So I'm doing fucking way too much still. But yeah, the power of doing one thing over and over again, I can say my success in having a top 2%. It's a top 2% meditation podcast on Spotify. I'm proud of that. Thank you all, everyone, for the support.
Dude,
on that.
Super amazing.
It's crazy. It's so gonna hit 700,000 downloads soon. Like my goal is 1 million for
what's happening.
My goal is 1 million for 2022. It'll hit that. But
no doubt.
But really the success in that was consistency. Like that's my number one consistency I've been doing is just being a really like good meditation guide, focusing on that craft. And I really don't teach that much yoga anymore. Like I really put all my energy into just being a meditation guide. So
yeah,
really those are what I can share with what's really helping me out. Seth Godin, Sam Ovens, check his YouTube out. And it's Sam Ovens, O-V-E-N-S. And then Seth Godin, G-O-D-I-N. I hope we can get them on the show someday.
Great,
I really love
man.
Them.
That's super
awesome.
Inspiring. Yeah, that's super awesome. Inspiring and super powerful. And I remember him talking. I think maybe, I don't know if you shared this a long time ago or I just remember reading it because I follow him too. You know, the 100 things or do something for 100 days. You do something for 100 days. And that's not easy. It's not easy
it's
to
not.
Show up for 100
you quit.
Days. You want to quit so bad.
Because it gets hard. Like it gets hard. Like it gets to a point where you're like, okay, am I going to get better at this?
I know.
How, like, do I suck at this? Should I quit? Like, this is just tiring now.
Yeah.
You know, doing these meditations are just tiring now. But yeah, man, consistency. How about you?
But when you're consistent, right? And when you keep putting in the work, when you take, sometimes, like, once you get to that end of, like, whatever it is, like, whatever 30-day, 100-day, whatever the challenge is, whatever the thing that you're working on is, if you commit to it for a certain amount of time and you say, hey, I'm doing this, you're your own accountability. it becomes a habit. You're your own accountability partner, right? You're the number one accountability that you have, to the obligation to, you don't have it to anybody else, but you have it to yourself. You have it to yourself. And if you say you're going to do something, if you say I'm doing this, then it's a non-negotiable. You've put it on the table. You've inked it. You've etched it, you know, in your mind that this is what you're going to do. You've said it out loud, right? You've said it to yourself. So now you have to be accountable to yourself and you have to show up and you have to do it, right? I was listening to a podcast before we came on the show. And the guy was talking about, it was about confidence. And he was talking about how he was, you know, he was working out and he has a 45 minute workout, but all of a sudden he realized he was at 50 minutes because he was talking or something. He went a little extra. And he said, okay, well, I'll just do an hour. You know, but that 55 minutes, he was like, ah, you know what? I'm good. Like, I only was going to do 45 anyway. And like, he stopped. But then his own internal dialogue turned on and said, wait a minute. You said you were going to go for an hour now. And then you got off at 55, right? So mentally, you're not doing the right thing. You're not accountable to yourself, right? You're not being consistent with your message, right? And so he's like, fuck. So he gets back on the elliptical or whatever, finishes his last 5 minutes, and then he's at an hour, right? And then you can put that to bed, right? You can just put that thought goes right out the window because you showed up, right? You can stop thinking about, oh, like, am I being authentic? Am I being consistent? Am I showing up for myself? Am I showing up for others? It's like, yeah. When you say you're going to do something, you go and you execute on that thing and you do that thing. And the more and more that you strengthen that consistent muscle, right? The more and more that you do that within yourself, the more and more that all the other things in your life that you're going to say yes to, you know that you're going to give it your 100% effort.
Yes.
You know that you're going to be 100% in on that thing. So Brian has a lot of projects going on. He's got a lot of things he's doing. Same with me. I have tons of, you know, very similar situation to Brian without the day job part, you know, but maybe more random ideas and that I'm working to act on. And, you know, what I've just recently really noticed is the importance of prioritizing things that are meaningful to me, right? Prioritizing and putting it on a calendar and then having it like a spreadsheet, basically, of like, hey, as an entrepreneur, it's super easy to be like, let me go on TikTok. Oh, there's a TikTok trend. Let me do this TikTok trend, you know, and then you go do this TikTok trend. And then an hour and a half later, you're like, it's lunchtime. I got to eat lunch, you know, and then like 30 minutes later, it's like, okay, go to the bathroom. Let me get back to that work list. Where's the work list? Okay. Oh, shit. I haven't done shit. I was on TikTok and bathroom and lunch. I didn't do anything. You know, I did nothing, you know, except I made a TikTok, you know, But when you're accountable to that sheet, that whatever you wrote down, when you're accountable, this is my action list for today. And this is what I got to get done. You're going to get it done. You're going to eat one way or another. Like it's got to happen. Right. And that comes with first showing up for yourself, then showing up right in all the things that you're doing, right. With that same integrity that same authenticity and that commitment that you have to yourself. Right. That's how it goes. You know, and one piece of advice that actually helps a lot is like, have like a week. You don't have to necessarily have like when you're trying to be consistent and, you know, like if you're constantly getting to Friday, like you get to Friday and you're like, shit, man, like I had all these boxes I wanted to check and I only checked half of them, you know, because I got lost on my phone or I got what, you know, sometimes life happens and, you know, like you just got distracted, right? If all you can put it on is like, fuck, I got caught scrolling on my phone. Like that's on you. You know what I mean? Like if something happens like that's out of your control, you know, then like with family, kids, life, you know, sometimes there's other situations, but sometimes a nice thing to do is have like a, by Friday at 5 PM, these are what I'm going to like this one thing, this one very important task or whatever it might be. This is a non-negotiable, like this has to be done by Friday at 5. Right. And so when you start that on Monday, it's like, I'm working towards that. So I know by Friday at 5, I can take that weekend and I don't have to think about that I didn't do that or that I wish I did or all this shit, you know? So
I love
it starts by the little things that we do to start the ball rolling, you know, to get it rolling.
Yeah. This, get it written down too. I love that you
writing it down.
Then you can see it because it gets lost in your head. And that's something that I've really been working on is planning out my day. Because like you said, I could get lost in a TikTok for like 2 hours, like see a trend and be like, oh, I know the exact TikTok to do. And then, you know, 2 hours go by and 37 takes later, you know, I post this fucking TikTok that gets 13 views, you know, I'm like, shit, I thought this was going to be so viral, yeah, you know, and it's no. Like, I just wasted 2 hours of time that I could have been spent doing,
yeah,
you know, my goals, like what I really needed to do. Maybe I could have made like a meditation. Like, I know those work, things like yeah. that. So I really love writing it down.
And
that's what, yeah. That's what my therapist actually said, that he's like, you need to plan your fucking day better. Like, you need to write down minute to minute exactly what you do with your ADHD mind of yours, you know, squirrel. I want to do this project, or I want to do yeah. this. I'm going to start this. And yeah. it's like, and it really also, it's about getting clear with what you really oh. want. You as a person, like, what do you really want as a person? Like, I had a soul search on this. What the fuck do I want? You know, because I love to help people and I love validation. I love posting things and getting likes. I think we all do, like, if we're really honest. But it's like, how, like, what do I need? What do I want without being codependent to my audience? You know, I've struggled with that. It's like, I want to help the whole fucking world. And then I drain yeah. myself out and I forget to practice yoga myself. And I'm making all this content, making all this meditation. And it's like, wait, what do I really want?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And you, the listener out there, sit with that for a second, right? Just like sit with the fact, sit with that question. It's like, what do I really want? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. why am I doing the things that I'm doing?
Yes.
Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? And if your why for doing it doesn't align with your values and what's really important to you long-term, then maybe reevaluate what you're doing, you know?
100%.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal because we only have so much time, and Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah.
Undefeated, you know? So doing more of what you really want to be doing with the people that matter the most to you is important. Not the people, you know, not getting lost on this device that you have.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens. You know what I mean? And don't beat yourself up over it. If it's like, oh, if this is the wake up call right this second, if you just had that moment of like, man, like, I've been missing out on whatever, like my family, I've been missing out on, you know, my relationship. If I'm missing out on myself, my missing out on my yoga mat, you know, yeah. I'm missing out on my yoga mat. Well, here's the invitation to come back to it, you know, and start again, right? Never, absolutely. Never too late to start again. Never too late to start again. And that's where, you know, that's where self-awareness comes in. You know, we've listened to Gary Vee a lot over the past few years. I know I have, I know Brian has, he talks a lot about self-awareness, and, I've tapped into that quite a few times. You know, when I'm doing something and it just doesn't feel right, you know, or it just feels like if you do it for a while and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm good. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I was consistent with it all the way to here, and everything's all good until it just feels like, oh, maybe it isn't anymore. Right. And maybe that when it isn't, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It could just be time for an evolution, time for a growth, time for a moving forward stage in that venture, whatever that might be. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a practice that you're doing. Right. And it's like, well, maybe you did yin yoga for like a month straight and you're like, I don't really want to do that anymore, but my body yeah. wants to do something else. Like, okay, well, what is that like? You know what I mean? And, you know, have the invitation to try it out.
Yeah. Try it out. And be honest with yourself. Honest. What do I want? What do I want? And if what you want is, I don't know, validation or money, or mm-hmm. be honest with what you want at first. Yeah. Because once you know like where your motives are and what your drive is, then with that self-study, you can be like, okay, maybe I don't want the validation. Like, maybe I don't want to do whatever project I'm doing for the money. Maybe I just need more time with my family or more time with myself. And I've had to do that. You know, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of journaling. I wrote down, who the fuck am I? And then I answered it. And then I wrote down, who the fuck am I, after I answered it. And then I got more clear. I did that 5 times, right? I wrote down, who the fuck am I, answered it. And then when I got to like, who the fuck am I, like, it was so clear. And it wasn't really like what I wanted. like who I was at the time, like what my motivations are with what I'm doing in my life, you know, and like the energy that I wanted to put out. It's like, okay, like I need to focus on myself. And one of my favorite affirmations that I found is take care of yourself first so I can take care of others.
Yep.
You know, so if you're listening out there, like you have to take care of yourself first. Like we all do. We all do. We need to be our number one priority, like our health, our mental health. You know, what are your needs and wants? Like, what do you want? What do you want first? And then once you like know what you want, and it might take some time to figure it out, taking action like just gets a lot easier because you know like where you're at. It's just like looking on a map. It's like looking on a map, you know, like if I go hiking, I need to know where the fuck I'm at to determine what trail I want to go on to get back to where the fuck I'm at. So,
yes, I love it. And also, you know, when you're looking for the path, right? It's like when you're, you know, there's I might've mentioned this before, and if not, whatever, it's like, you know, when you're walking on the path appears as you're on the walk. Right. That's when the path appears. You know, I was on my friend's podcast before, and her podcast was called And Then the Net Appeared, right? Something like that. And it's like when you make the leap, when you make the jump, the net appears. But as long as you're standing at the top, look, you know, wondering what's on the other side, you're just going to keep wondering. But if you take the leap, if you take the action, if you take the step, that's when you're going to find out. That's when the net will appear to catch you. That's when the path appears. That's when the clouds move away from the cloudy road.
Heck yes.
The road starts to appear when you start walking, you know, when you start walking.
So, yeah, and don't literally jump off a cliff and think the net's going to appear, ladies and gentlemen. Like, this is a fucking metaphor. It's a metaphor.
You know, and when Brian was saying, who the fuck am I? I just wanted to chime in and just say a thunderbolt of good vibes.
Ooh,
when you started, you remember those videos you made with Soul Rising? With Soul Rising, you were like on the top of the canyon hiking, and there was like I'm a thunderbolt of good vibes, something like that. You know, for some reason that just like popped into my head, like that video of you guys doing that. That was pretty funny.
That is a good video. Yeah. That's a good affirmation. I am a thunderbolt of good vibes. Say that to yourself, everybody.
Chime in, say it to yourself for sure. And speaking of Soul Rising, he's going to be back on the show. We're going to do a remix series with some previous guests from the Yogi Show that everyone's been asking, that the people have messaged us about before or really enjoyed those episodes. And so a lot has changed since the pandemic, and hopefully consistency has been part of that for you. And if not, hopefully this episode is inspiring you to bring some consistency into your life and knowing why you want to do the things that you're doing. But we're excited to have some previous guests back on the show and connect with them since the pandemic started, and just to see kind of like, you know, life has changed. It has changed and evolved. So, I mean, we shared our what we've been going through and went through to get back to the show. And so we're super excited to be able to connect with some of the previous guests back on the show too. If there's anybody specific that you wanted us to connect with, let us know. Send us a message, because we're happy to reach out. We know these people.
Yeah, let us know. And you cannot, I'm telling you, this is the rule. This is the rule.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot, absolutely not nominate yourself to be on the show.
You cannot.
You can't be like, hey, you should have me on the show. That's an immediate no. Like, have your friend refer you or something. Be like, oh, this person. Like, get three of your friends to DM us and be like, hey, you need to have them on your show. That's probably the secret. I'm giving secret sauce out here.
Is there a refer a friend sauce. Program? Is there a refer a friend,
yeah.
a friend program? Right? Oh, funny, man. Funny.
But I consistency think... also with yoga teaching. When you're first starting teaching yoga, let's talk about that, because we have a lot of listeners out there that may want to be a yoga teacher or are in yoga teacher training or just graduated. I get a lot of messages saying, you know, I graduated yoga teacher training, but I just didn't have the courage to teach. Yeah. I'm so embarrassed or like I'm scared. So let's talk about consistency right after you come out of yoga teacher training.
Yeah, absolutely. The important thing is, number one is confidence, right? Number one is like the confidence. And people, everybody out there has this you see somebody up there that's been teaching for a long time, right? You go to a yoga class, right? And the teacher's been teaching for a long time. The owner of the studio or whatever, right? Whoever it might be, you go to a workshop with some Insta yogi or some famous person. That person's been doing it for a long time, right? They've been doing it for a long time. Nobody is born out of the womb with confidence. That's a learned skill.
It's a learned skill, yes.
It's a learned skill, right? And so the first thing that you need to know is that everybody has gone through something in order to get to where they are right now, right? And the first thing you need to do is start getting confidence in your teaching, right? And the way to do that is to show up and practice with your friends, you know, just you out of training, practicing with yourself. Brian was talking about driving around in the car. You know what I mean?
You stole my thunder, man. You stole my thunder.
Great. Go ahead.
No, go. Talk. You're doing great. It's comedy purposes. I'm fucking with you, man.
driving around and saying it. You have David Primal in the background and just, you know, chanting and just say the flow and, you know, just say it out loud, you know, just say it out loud. You know, that's one thing. And, you know, I don't even know if Brian, when we segued to this was not part of the plan. Brian had, I just released an ebook yesterday, Brian, called Beyond Yoga Teacher Training, Practical Yoga Tips to Get Your Yoga Teacher Journey Started. It is free. So we're going to put it in the show notes. If you're still listening to the show, feel free to grab it. And it helps, you know, because when you are trying to figure something new out, when you're trying to learn a new skill, common misconception is that like everyone that's already doing that is better than you and you're not good enough and that you're like, how am I going to do it? Like, it's going to take so much time and I'm anxious about it. I'm nervous. Everybody has the same shit, man. Everybody's gone through the same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So normalize, you know, Brian's scared too. Yeah.
They're scared too.
Totally. Brian's been making memes about normalizing things. So let's normalize being nervous about teaching a yoga class for your first one, for your first 6 months, year. Normalize just being nervous getting in front of a group with people. But can you turn the nerves into joy, into excitement, into energy, right? Can you turn it into energy? You know, that's the secret to unlocking confidence. It's like turn the nerves into energy. How are you analyzing it in your head? And when the nerves come in, when your feet get cold, your armpits get sweaty, your fingers are tingly, okay, something is happening, right? I'm excited instead of I'm fucking running out of this room.
Yeah. Like, you worked hard to get to the point to be nervous. That's what I learned. I used to play competitive golf, playing tournaments. I played college 1 year. And like, part of it was just embracing your nerves. Like, you worked your ass off, practiced so hard to get to, you know, the leader group, and you're nervous for a reason. Like, you worked hard to get here. So embrace those butterflies, like accept it, use it, harness it, like this extra energy you have to hit the ball farther. Or especially in teaching yoga, I love getting nervous now. I have to get nervous. I love it, because that's when really impromptu or like inspiration comes, or like my voice is more powerful, like charged, or, you know, like I'm alert and I'm more focused. I don't miss my lefts and right sides as much when I'm nervous. Still do when I'm like left foot, right foot, what fucking foot is supposed to go first. But the times I'm not nervous, I fuck up so bad. Like, I remember there's one class, I just wasn't nervous at all. I'm just like laid back, zero cares. And I completely fucked up the flow. then I really got nervous. I'm like, okay, I am screwing up big time here. So now I like harness that nerves. Like, I try and get nervous, like in my mind before I go to a class, because if I'm not nervous, that's when I'm concerned. That's what I'm concerned.
And interesting.
I love what you said about the confidence, because my teacher, I talk about him a lot, David Snyder. He says the confidence comes after the action. Like, you're not just confident going into like your first yoga class. No, you get the confidence teaching in front of grandma, teaching your mom, teaching. Like, I used to teach Noah like when he was 8, because, you know, teaching a child how to cue or get into a pose without, you know, overcomplicating it was an art form.
Totally.
So it's like, if you can teach your friends, teach someone that's a total beginner with what you know, and you just practice over and over again, practice, teach. that is my top advice. If you're in yoga teacher training, teach as much as you fucking can. Tell your yoga teacher friends, be like, hey, yoga teacher friends, do you want to go to the park after, you know, on this day? And can I practice teach with you? And we can go around practice teaching and give me your feedback. Like, how did I do? Give me your honest feedback, please. Practice teach to anyone you can. I remember when I was doing yoga teacher training, the studio let us use the studio when there wasn't a class. So, you know, we would schedule a practice class and people would come, and then you get your feedback and take that feedback, practice, teach as much as you can. And yes, talk out your class in your car. I used to, you know, one of my teacher, yoga teacher trainers told me, like, throw in your playlist that you want to teach, your hour playlist in class, and then talk your class through while you're driving to work. Or while you're on your trip driving, because you just get the reps talking. Just talking out loud gets you that confidence. So
yeah,
get to action, everybody. Get to action, practice, teach over and over again. Yes, you will be nervous your first class.
Yeah.
Like, maybe first, I thought I was going to pee myself my first class. Like, I was literally like, I took like 5 pisses before my class. And then I'm just like, dude, I'm totally going to piss myself.
TMI.
TMI, we're keeping that shit in there. I'm probably gonna get a lot of DMs to that. Probably a lot of dudes are gonna DM me now about that. So cool.
We're not editing anything out of this, because we're not editing shit. We're not doing that.
Cancel me. Fuck it.
Cancel me. Don't cancel Yogi Brian. I'm gonna create a great hashtag. Don't cancel Yogi Brian.
Please don't.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, but all in all, right? So whether that hits home for you as a new yoga teacher and you can take that with you, you know, whether you're looking to whether you're starting a new business or looking to get a new job, and like going on a job interview is scary, right? It's the same thing as getting in front of a group, right? You're getting in front of, or a little different, but you're getting in front of somebody or a panel to give basically your, you know, telling them why they need you on their team, you know, and that all that stuff is nervous. Like, all of that stuff channels up nerves for everybody, because it's different, right? It's different. And every yoga class that I teach is a little bit different, right? Every yoga class that you attend is a little bit different. Even if you went to the same class with the same teacher, put the same thing on the schedule at the same time today, and you did it tomorrow, because we wake up a little bit different every day. The energy is different. The class is a little bit different. The way we receive the messages and the download is different depending on the space that we're in. So, you know, when we just try, right? And when you just do it, right? When you say, yes, I'm showing up to this thing. I'm showing up for myself. I'm showing up for my group. I'm showing up for my family. Whatever it is, when you just continue to do that over and over and over, when you get reps in whatever it is that you need to get reps in, you're strengthening that mental muscle of I can, right? Right. Being, you know, staying strong, right? Staying positive, being optimistic, right? Putting in the work. Consistency is the key. Action comes, right? I love what you said, what David Snyder had talked about. You know, we learn from taking, basically, essentially, we're learning from taking consistent action, right? We're learning
consistent action. Yeah. Yeah. Consistent action. I mean, and one thing that really helps me out, and I learned it when playing golf. I read Golf Is Not a Game of Perfect over and over again. Amazing book. If you're a golfer, or it's really like a mindfulness book, but the affirmation, the thing I had to tell myself over and over again was stay in the present and commit to the process. So stay in the present of what I'm doing. Staying in the present means, okay, I'm staying in the present. What am I doing right now? Especially when teaching yoga. Okay. I'm nervous. Yes. I'm nervous. I'm teaching yoga, but I'm here. I'm in the studio. I'm teaching yoga. I'm not like thinking about how I screwed up, you know, in my practice teaching yesterday, or not thinking about how I'm going to screw up in the future. I'm just staying in the present right here, right now, feeling those nerves, and then committing to the process. Okay. Committing to the process of, okay, I've done my practice. I've practiced, taught a lot. I'm prepared for this class. I have my notes if I need them. You know, when I first started teaching, like, I had, you know, notes set up of my sequence somewhere where I can find it. So I'm prepared. Okay, I'm going to commit to the process of my preparation. And You know, like I practiced before, so my body and my mind knows what to do. So just allow my body and mind to flow and know what to do. And sometimes I'm going to have to improvise. And yes, I might screw up, but I'm gonna embrace that at the time. So yeah, stay in the present, commit to the process is something that I say over and over and over again to myself still, no matter what I'm doing, job interview or yoga teacher class or playing golf, stay in the present. What the fuck am I doing right now? Committing to the process. Okay. I got this shot or I got this sequence, this asana I'm doing right now, this process.
Yeah. And another thing that I like to add to that, Brian, is if you've put in the work, right? If you've put in the work in whatever it is that you're doing and you're nervous and you're, you know, it's like, I was consistent with all of my efforts to get me to the starting line to here. I've earned the right to be here. I've earned the right to be here. And I use that all the time. When I was doing my first triathlon this summer, I'd never done a triathlon before. I'm in the middle of the lake swimming, like halfway done with the swim. And that mantra just came to me. Like, I've earned the right to be here as I'm swimming. I've earned the right to be here. And then it just like, that's it. I've earned the right to be in this water. I've earned the right to be here in this moment, in this lake with the fucking alligators. In Florida, you know,
shit, alligators, man, you're crazy,
you know, dude. There's a sign before you get in the water, like literally where you get in the water at this lake for this race. There was a watch for alligator sign. People were taking selfies with the watch for alligator sign. Alligators and wildlife may be present. All right, group, next group into the water.
Yeah, you know? You're like swimming. Ooh. I've earned the right, and that alligator's like fucking. I've earned the right to take a bite out of this dude.
Hey, I don't got a whole lot of meat on these bones, man. They're not coming for me. gonna get one lodged in your neck.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, man, this dude's bony. Like spin it out. But yeah, you're right. You earned the right. Like
I've earned the right.
Did the work
to be here. So, you know, so that's another mantra that I like to use. I love your mantra. I know you've shared that a long time ago on an episode. I remember you saying something about that and it stuck with me. What you said, and that's just one I've been practicing a lot lately, and all the things that I'm trying to accomplish, and the things that I'm showing up for and doing, you know, and saying yes to. So,
boom, and it's like find your affirmation.
Drink
that works for
drink.
You.
You have to drink.
Yeah,
you said boom.
Boom. Yeah, drink. Take a shot. Take a shot. Over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find your affirmation.
Yeah. Find your affirmation. Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. And what works and what, you know, let's we'll wrap up the show. But look, one last thing here is like being mindful of like when you're showing up and consistent in whatever practice that you're doing and whatever you're saying yes to, don't worry about what anybody else is doing in their life and what they're saying yes to. You know, we're talking about healthy habits here with being consistent. But if what you're doing feels right for you and what you're doing aligns with your values and what you're saying yes to every single day is something that you want to say yes to, then just keep saying yes. Turn out all the noise. Don't ask for anybody else's opinions. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. You're doing something for you. And that's the most important thing, because when you keep saying yes to you, essentially you're saying yes to everybody else that you care about in your life, because you're taking care of yourself first. So you know, you're going to be able to take care of them.
1000%.
You know,
and I challenge you, we challenge you to take action. If you just finished your yoga teacher training, don't fucking text me. I mean, if you have my number, you can text me. You probably don't, but don't DM me saying I'm scared. Do it.
No, it's normal. Normalizing. If
you're out of yoga teacher training, teach one fucking class, then message me. Teach your grandma, teach your mom, teach your friends, teach a class. If you want to be a teacher, like if you want to go through teacher training and don't want to be a teacher and just want to deepen your practice, awesome. But if you're scared and you want to teach, go fucking teach someone, then message me.
Yeah.
Then message me.
Just do it. This is not a sponsored show by Nike.
Stop sending your dick pics, please.
Oh my gosh. Boom.
I'm gonna get more now.
They're on the way.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for tuning into this episode of the show. It's been super fun. And we think there's a lot of value in this one for you. I hope it. If you're still listening to this show, clearly you enjoyed it. And clearly we appreciate you as being part of this wonderful community. Brian, any last words as we send off on this wonderful Power of Consistency episode?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. The season 2, episode 1 had so many downloads, super, more than we ever thought. And we just feel so supported, and we thank you all so much. We love you. Please tell your friends, like, share this with people that you think that would help them. Like, we really, like, our goal is just to just share and help and get you inspired, you know, to really teach or take that action, you know? So yeah, take that action. I really challenge you to take that action and do something that you're scared to do, and share this fucking podcast with all your friends. Like, yeah, we need this going. We need the support.
Share it around. So yeah. I'm right with you, Brian. You know, thank you for everything that everyone has already done for the show and to get us to here. And we're excited for all the next steps that are to come too. So with that being said, we're going to sign off and we will catch you soon. Look forward to seeing you at a live class. Send us a message, send us a DM, and we're happy to connect if this thing has inspired you greatly. And please leave a review about it. Tell your friends. Till next time.
Till next time. Namaste, everybody.
Peace.